A leper came to Jesus and, kneeling down, begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand, touched him, and said to him, "I do will it. Be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately, and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. He said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. I entitled this homily, "Loving the Lepers." There's beautiful lessons here in the readings today about how to relate with other people, sinners, lepers, those who are outcasts, those who are dangerous, right? It's something we all face, right? How do you deal with those situations, those people? Whether they carry physical contagions or moral contagions that we don't want to be around or we don't want to have in our community or our family or our work environment, how do we deal with them as Catholics, as followers of Jesus, right? How does he ask us to imitate him? So I want to look at some of the lessons in Scripture, a few from the Old Testament, first reading, a few from Jesus, and then even St. Paul. The Old Testament, there's just a few lessons to look at. One, the leper had to accuse himself of his illness, right? He comes to the priest, and the priest, and then he walks around shouting, "Unclean, unclean," so everyone knows that he's a risk, right? We can all remember our experiences of COVID as well. Everyone had to take the test, and then you had to send out a note to all your family members, "Hey, sorry, I tested positive," right? So everybody knows, "I'm not going to show up at the Super Bowl party today because..." You know, and up to your room, shut the door. Now, when you realized you were the only one who knew, right? I won't ask if anybody had an important activity and maybe didn't quite declare because they wanted to get that in before they go into hiding, right? But the leper had to declare his sickness, right? Because no one would know. And he would go to, and then outside the community, right? Because he was a real risk, right? And especially in a nomadic community or that lived inside walls, someone who brought that in was a real risk. There's a positive lesson for us. There's the sad lesson of isolation and self-accusation, which we can also relate with. But the positive is only we know, and we need to be the first ones to declare our weaknesses, right? When you know someone who's honest about their own limitations, their own sin, their own failures, and they own them, they're the first to admit it, it's a beautiful thing of humility, right? They don't hide their guilt, but they're honest. It's a very important lesson. Secondly, the leper then goes to the priest, and the priest helps him discern, right? He starts to notice these things on him or her, and maybe the family's like, "Oh my God, I'm not sure. Go, I mean, the priest has seen hundreds of these cases. Go, you have to go show, say, "Hey, is this what I think it is?" Yeah. And you imagine that conversation? This means how separated from family, from friends, out of the town. But no one is a good judge of their selves, right? You need to go to others who have experience and kind of share, "Hey, this is what I think it is. What do you think?" Open it up. There's a great lesson there about confession, right? Going to the priest, going before God and saying, "Hey, I admit it. I own it. This here is my sin." And let also the judgment of the church or the priest confirm, "Yeah, that is, yes. Be careful here. Give them advice here. Take on this virtue," etc. The leper goes to the priest. And this is an important lesson. Those are the two, right? That you declare it yourself, once you notice it, you own it, but also you take it to others to discern, especially the church, those who love us, etc. There's an important thing there. And something that's important to teach our children and ourselves, not to lie, right? To be honest, even when it's humbling. I was talking to a mom this week who's one of her children suffers or struggles with ADHD, right? Of attention deficit. And it's not uncommon when you have this challenge to lie more often, right? Because you want to cover up your forgetfulness, your lack of focus, right? So like just the simple things, did you do this? Yes. And it didn't. Why? But because it's like one challenge where it's like, oh my golly, there it is again. No, I forgot, totally didn't do it. And it's a challenge, right, to teach honesty, even with the limitation, right? We all want to tend to cover up our weaknesses. And what the Old Testament and obviously the New Testament and just basic reason and morals teach us, own it, be honest. It's a habit we need to learn. Let's move on to Jesus. What does Jesus teach us, right? The leper similarly does what the Old Testament tells. He acknowledges his sin. He comes before Jesus. He kneels down, doesn't dare to kind of reach out and touch, kneels down in a position where he can't move, where it's got to be Jesus who comes up to him, and he begs Jesus, right? If you wish, you can make me clean, right? By saying, you can make me clean is also admitting I'm unclean. I can't fix myself. I can't save myself. In humility, he comes before Jesus. He acknowledges that he's the leper. There's the first lesson. All of us, again, in humility, need to recognize our own sins and own it, right? That's why we start the Mass with, I confess. And we say it out loud. We could have just said, okay, let's all take a moment of silence and recall our sins this week, right? But it's one of the forms is a public acknowledgement. Hey, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I've sinned. My thoughts, you know, and we publicly, and then we intercede, we pray to God, Almighty Father, right, to the saints, the angels, to you, my brothers, just pray for me to the Lord our God, right? It's a public acknowledgement that, hey, we're about to worship, but let's just make it, we're all sinners here, we're all lepers, and we need God's grace. That's a beautiful thing, right? Because then from there, in that honesty and truth, we can receive God's mercy. We come in an attitude of humility, right? He trusts and brings his leprosy to Jesus. And that's a beautiful thing. And then what does Jesus do? Jesus touches the leper. And that's a lesson for us. Jesus reaches out, embraces him, touches him. I do will it. Be made clean. Jesus wanted, and he wants us to know, if you come to me, you will receive love and mercy. You will receive healing. You will receive compassion, yes, but also power to transform you and to change you and to give you healing, reintegration in the community. Put that behind you, right? It's compassion, a touch, an embrace, but also power, grace, strength, to grow and overcome and transform. We're all the lepers and we bring it always to Jesus. That's the lesson. The other lesson is, may those around us know if they come to us, we'll be other Christs, we'll be like Jesus. They'll receive from us a touch, an embrace, love, compassion, and power, and strength, and virtue. Right? Obviously, none of us can heal. None of us are Jesus, but we can communicate his power and his love through our mercy and also through the help we offer others. I had a kind of sad conversation this week with a man that I know who we normally kind of talk on a regular basis, and he wasn't reaching out, and so I reached out to him, and then he wasn't answering my text for a little while, and that's always a sign, you know, and then somebody hides, doesn't answer. Maybe something's going on, so I pushed a little more. We finally got a chance to chat. And the struggle over the last few months was he's got a big heart, loves the lepers, so to speak, and they went in challenging situations. And a few family members came forth with some challenging situations. And at the same time he was dealing with that, he was hearing from a lot of his Catholic friends some comments that were quite judgmental in his experience of them, right? Reminding, they didn't know obviously what was going on in his family and his private life, but he was hearing all this, and he's got a heart of compassion and love and trying to help these individuals, and hearing from his friends kind of things that he found were very judgmental, and he was kind of confused and divided, like, can I keep being Catholic? I mean, these are all really good people who I admire, and they're saying these kind of things, which I agree, I know is true, but then I'm trying to love and help. Like, he was torn. In the confusion, maybe I just can't belong because there's a conflict in his mind, right? Obviously, I talked about this. Luckily, I was already preparing this homily a little bit. So I talked. Jesus is both truth, but also extreme compassion, and then gives power of healing. And that's what we're called to do. Certainly have a heart for the poor, for the leper, for the outcast. Reach them, embrace them. I do will it. I do want to touch you. I do want to lift you up. Compassion and then the power of God. Close this with St. Paul's lessons. St. Paul says something very surprising. For someone as strong as St. Paul, our patron of the church here, he's always there holding a sword, you know, like a powerful figure that teaches, that sent to the non-Jews, to the Greeks, to others, to bring them in, very strong figure. And he says, avoid giving offense, whether to Jews or Greeks or the Church of God. So whether those who believe in one God and our brothers and sisters, you know, in the faith, or they were who brought us to where we're at today, or the Greeks who believe in all kinds of gods and permit all kinds of morals, and or even to the Christians, the Catholics, avoid giving offense. Just as I try to please everyone in every way. You say, wait, St. Paul? You were a pleaser? That's not what we think of St. Paul. He's like, and you read some of his letters, and he certainly is a strong character. But he says, just as I try to please everyone in every way, not seeking my own benefit, but that of the many, that they may be saved. And that's the key. His intent in not trying to provoke offense was so that they be saved. Right? My desire to love them, serve them, not create unnecessarily offense, is so that they're open, so that I can bring the compassion and also the power of Jesus to save. And then he closes, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. He's claiming, hey, imitate me in this not giving offense, because I'm imitating Christ. Like, Paul's understanding of Christ was that kind of compassion. Oh, no, but Jesus turned over. Remember when he went into the temple and turned? Yes, he did. Remember what he said to the Pharisees? Yes, he did. But remember what he said to the leper? Remember what? Yes, there are a few. Jesus had to do both, right? How many times as parents we have that challenge, right? Truth, but also compassion. It's always the challenge of the imitators of Christ, the followers of Christ. So brothers and sisters, I encourage you, be imitators of St. Paul, be imitators of Jesus, and reach out to the lepers in your life. The difficult coworker, the conflictual personality, the person on the train into the city, or if you're on the underground, there's always the passenger that gets on, everybody's like, oh, I hope he doesn't sit next to me, right? Like, reach out, right? Be the first to show compassion and love. And do what Christ would do, embrace and touch and be a communicator of Christ's compassion and also his power to save. Amen.